Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. October 5th, morning. What a meal. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8. All the strength our gracious God supplies is to be used for His service and not for willfulness or boasting. When the prophet Elijah slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. From 1 Kings 19, 5 and 6. Elijah was not so refined that he would take only a gourmet lunch. He was commissioned to travel for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mountain of God. When the master invited the disciples to come and eat breakfast, he said to Peter, "Feed my sheep, and then follow me." John 21, 12 through 19. And so it is with us. We eat the bread of heaven to give us strength in our master's service. We come to the Passover and eat the lamb with a belt on our waist, sandals on our feet, and the staff in our hand, ready to start as soon as we have satisfied our hunger. Exodus 12, 11. Some Christians like to live on Christ, but not for Christ. Earth should be a preparation for heaven, and heaven is the place where saints feast and work. They sit at the table of our Lord and serve Him day and night in His temple. They eat heavenly food and perform perfect service. Believer, in the strength you gain daily from Christ, work for Him. You are not to hold the precious grains of truth like wheat buried with an Egyptian mummy. You need to grow the wheat. Why does the Lord give both rain and gentle sunshine? It is to help the fruit of the earth yield food. In the same way the Lord feeds and refreshes our souls, that we may have renewed strength to promote His glory. October 5th, evening. Salvation and submission. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Mr. McDonald asked the inhabitants of St. Kilda Island how to be saved. An old man replied, "We shall be saved if we repent, forsake our sins, and turn to God." "Yes," said a middle-aged lady, "and with a true heart, too." "I," rejoined a third, "and with prayer." A fourth added, "It must be the prayer of the heart." "And we must be diligent," said a fifth, "in keeping the commandments." After each had spoken, they looked to the preacher for congratulations, but they had only aroused his deepest pity. The carnal mind always maps out a way in which self can work and become great, but that is not the Lord's way. Believing and being baptized have no merit or glory. Where is boasting then? It is excluded, says Romans 3:27. It may be that you are unsaved. Why? Do you think the plan of salvation laid down in our text is untrue? How can that be when God has pledged His own word? Do you think it is too easy? Why then are you not saved? To believe is simply to trust, to depend, and to rely on Christ Jesus. To be baptized is to submit to the ordinance that our Lord fulfilled at the Jordan River. The outward signs do not save. They merely set forth our death, burial, and resurrection with Jesus. Like the Lord's Supper, it is not to be neglected. Do you believe in Jesus? Then dismiss your fears. You will be saved. Are you still an unbeliever? Remember, there is only one door. Jesus said, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved."